Hallelujah. You are warmly welcome to this prophetic decree hour of prayers. This is the hour of prophetic decree. And if you are connecting to us now, or you are just getting yourself to connect, or you have already connected to us, I want you to know that the blessing of God will come mightily upon you now. The glory of God will cover you now in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy to the life of people here. Today mark the beginning of a greater dimension, dimension of great grace in your life in Jesus' name. I can see many here that God has ordained to be lifted up this year. I tell you that your bondage is broken now, that your battle now is receiving judgment from heaven. Those who gather against you in your place of work, they shall be technically disgraced. God of wonder is walking around you, walking over you, and is going to favor you in Jesus' name. The Lord is going to bless somebody here with a dumbfounding breakthrough. We are going to experience a breakthrough that we have never experienced before. There's a man here, you are suffering from delay and frustration. I command the arrow of frustration and delay to get out of your life. Every harassment of darkness shall be destroyed by fire. All those who promise you shall locate you now in the name of Jesus Christ. No more delay, no more shame, no more reproach in your life, no more backwardness in your life in the name of Jesus. Aha. Today is the third day of the month of May, year 2021. Let me still say again, Happy New Month. God has been doing wonders using this prophetic decree and declaration in the life of people. And God is going to use it to help you today in Jesus' name. I prophesy to your life that every dryness in your life shall become a floodgate of breakthrough. There will be no dryness in your life again. It shall become a river of blessing. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy like Ezekiel prophesied to the dry bone. I command you to become a living soul. In the name of Jesus Christ, anyone that is sick, be revived and be healed. Anyone that the fire on their altar of their prayer has gone down, I command fire to kindle that altar. Holy Ghost, overshadow that altar of prayers. I command you to be revived. Anyone that is suffering from divorce, the Lord will visit you in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, few days ago, I've been talking about the mixture of Book of Remembrance. And I want you to see some scriptures in the Bible that will help you to also understand what I've been saying. Genesis chapter 8, verse 1, and God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made the wind to pass over the earth and the water assuage. You know, water has been on the planet Earth, on the surface of the earth for 40 days, 40 nights. And it has been very, very deep. Many things have been wasted off. Life has been wasted off. Life has been wasted. God, remember Noah. I pray that the situation you are passing through now will trigger heaven to remember you in Jesus' name. God remembered Noah, and God visited Noah. God is going to visit somebody. I say God is going to visit somebody. I am hearing the testimony from somebody already. God is going to visit you in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at Genesis chapter 30. Look at verse 22. And God remembered Rachel. Rachel had been barren for many years. God remembered Rachel. And God hearkened to her and opened her womb. May God remember somebody that is hearing me now. And if you are looking for the fruit of the womb, may God open your womb in the name of Jesus Christ. The children of Israel were in serious bondage. They cried unto the Lord in lamentation, and God hearkened to their cry. Look at verse 24 of Exodus chapter 2. And God heard their groaning, And God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. God is about to remember somebody here. I speak into your life now. The way God remembered Rachel, the way God remembered Sarah, the way God remembered Noah, the way God remembered the children of Israel, the way God remembered Mephibosheth, the way God remembered Mordecai, may God remember you. The way God remembered Joseph, may heaven remember you now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Immediately heaven remembers you, there shall be solution. There shall be uncommon testimony. It will be like if, where has this person been? There shall be uncommon celebration. When heaven remembers you, when book of remembrance is open unto you, hey, it shall be like if, in fact, you have gone to heaven to come back, because everything will be working right in your favor. When God opened the book of remembrance unto you, you shall become carrier of blessing. You shall become international carrier of breakthroughs. You shall become celebrity, because God has opened the book of remembrance unto you. God is about to do that for some people today. But there are some things that can block the book of remembrance. Number one is your sin. If there's any sin in your life, repent quickly. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Sin will always disturb you from receiving from the Lord. Sin is number one that can hinder you from receiving from the Lord. Number two is doubt. When you don't have faith, if you doubt God, you will not get anything. The Bible says, with men, these are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. When you have sin in your life and you are doubting Him, you can't get anything. Get ready now to pray. If there's any sin in your life, confess, tell the Lord to have mercy. Because this year, this month, is your month of multiple celebration. Aha. Thank you, Father. I pray that God will visit you and there shall be testimony in Jesus' name. I want you to get your bottle of oil ready. I'm going to pray on the bottle of oil very shortly. But I want us to pray some prayers. Aha. Say, my Father, open the door of breakthrough for me in the name of Jesus. My Father, open the door of breakthrough for me in the name of Jesus. My Father, open the door of breakthrough for me in the name of Jesus. My Father, open the door of breakthrough for me in Jesus' name. Say, my Father, lift up my head in the name of Jesus. My Father, lift up my head in the name of Jesus. My Father, lift up my head, 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 lift up my head in Jesus' name. Pray, say, powers oppressing my destiny in the dream, there in the name of Jesus. Powers oppressing my destiny in the dream, there, there, there in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. With this oil in your hand, I decree solution to your case. I command the oil to become fire. I command the oil to become power. I plead the blood of Jesus on this oil, on this water, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Now take this oil, anoint your center head. Yesterday we are not our forehead, center head now. Lay your hand upon it and shout unto heaven. Say, I need divine assistance. Oh God, arise. Help me in the name of Jesus. I need divine assistance. Oh God, arise. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. I need divine assistance. Oh God, arise. Help me. The Bible says, where will my help come? My help will come from the Lord who made heaven and the earth. He shall not suffer my feet to be moved. Oh God, arise. I need divine assistance. Help me. Help me. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Shout this one loud and clear. Anything in my foundation assigned to drag me back to square one, there in the name of Jesus. Anything in my foundation assigned to drag me back to square one, there in the name of Jesus. Anything in my foundation assigned to drag me back to square one, there in Jesus' name we pray. Anything in my foundation assigned to push me into error,
Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Anything in my foundation has tried to push me into error. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Anything in my foundation has tried to push me into error. Yeah, in Jesus' name we pray. Anything in my foundation that has not manifested now, but will manifest in the future to destroy my destiny. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Anything in my foundation that has not manifested now, but will manifest in the future to destroy my destiny. Yeah, you will not manifest. Yeah, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Take the oil and anoint your chest. Say, I shall be favored. In the name of Jesus, I shall be favored. In the name of Jesus, I shall be favored. I shall be favored. I shall be favored. I shall be favored. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your belly button and pray like this. Say, anything walking around in my body, making life uncomfortable for me, jump out. In the name of Jesus, anything walking around in my body, making life uncomfortable for me, jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out. Jump out, there, jump out, there. In Jesus' name we pray. Yeah. Anoint your two legs, because it is time for you to experience divine speed. Father, I pray, and I speak prophetically to these legs. Receive divine speed. Receive divine speed. Receive divine speed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Anoint your hand. I command your hand to prosper. When you lay your hand on any business, there shall be testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Beloved, in case you want to pass information across to us, you can pass it to this number, 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I want to pray on your request now. I sanctify this request. Heaven shall answer speedily what you have written here, according to God's will, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray also for as many people who are expecting something very, very unique from the Lord. Receive it by fire. Receive it by fire. All good things you are expecting from the Lord in this month of May, receive it by fire. Are you looking for the fruit of the womb? Receive it by fire. Are you looking for money to start business? Receive it by fire. Are you looking for accommodation? Receive it by fire. Are you looking for fruit of the womb? Receive it by fire. Have you reached the age to get married? You have not gotten married? Receive your spouse by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. By the grace of God, I want to still advise people that when you get this broadcast, you share it with your friend. It's going to help us also. I am at 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Act Town. I definitely worship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Act Town. You will be a blessing and a carrier of blessing wherever we go, in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with everyone connected to this line, and the Lord will continue to do wonders in our lives. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you.